How you doing, guys? Thank you once again for joining us on the Going In Raw podcast. It's been a while since my last upload. My apologies. I'm going to be uploading a lot more. I just had a lot of stuff to kind of get through, new website to get sorted out, which is going to be great in the new year, so hopefully you guys will like it. So this episode that I've got, I thought I'd give you a little bit of an intro to it. It's literally lifted from my Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn video that I've done. It's on YouTube as well, if you want to have a look at the video. I'll put all the links in the description here. But this one is all about hiring and getting over the decision, the little niggy, should I hire this person? I'm not entirely happy with them or her, sorry, need to be politically correct. And it gets you that little added, kind of a little bit of tip to help you. So this is going out to all the hiring managers, all the recruitment guys out there who need that little bit of extra kind of clarification of what it is. And it's only two questions. So exciting. So guys, have a listen. Let me know what you think, and I hope you like it. You know, I've been talking to a number of hiring managers recently, well, for the past couple of years, really, to be honest, and I believe they get a bad deal, to be quite honest. A lot of people don't understand the amount of pressure that hiring managers are under when recruiting new staff. I mean, there's a number of different factors that go into it. It's the financial cost of it, obviously. If they don't hire the right person, they're going to leave, they're going to be crap at the job, they're not going to do the best job that they want them to do. And then 6 months down the line, the guy's left, or they have to sack him and they have to kind of start the whole process again. Or they're not as good as what they thought they were, and then extra training's involved, there's an added cost on top. And then morale to the company, if they don't fit in well with the actual dynamic of the department they're going to be put in, it stacks up, and this could stack up into hundreds of thousands. So when it comes to the hiring process, hiring managers are very cautious and very kind of they take a bit of time to really come to a decision. Now, I've got a couple of tricks that I like to do, and two questions I like to say to the hiring managers, always ask. And these, it takes two questions, and these are after, obviously, the CV's been done, you do all that, you've vetted them and all that sort of stuff. Ambulance. Hopefully it's not coming for me. But there's two questions I like to say to them in the interview process. And it kind of, there's two simple questions, but they actually do add a lot of value. The first question that everyone knows, that everyone asks in an interview, is what's the biggest thing you've done in your career? What's the best thing you've ever done in your career? Everyone knows how to answer that question. They've written it down, they've got it memorized in their head, especially in the sales environment, because that's the first thing they always ask. That's great, but what they don't ask after that is, tell me how you did it. Now, that's an interesting question, really, to be fair, because you kind of weed them out a little bit, it puts them on a back foot.